An hour later, we arrived at the mouth of Good Luck Cave, where a river emerged from a tall cleft in a wall of limestone. We waded in and pushed ahead, the clear warm water reaching first to our calves and then swelling over our hips, then shoving into our chests. The passage widened and grew, opening like a train tunnel above us. Bats and birds commuted through, occasionally dipping into our headlamp beams, and soon the river became white water, blasting through sharp channels of limestone, forcing us onto boulders slick with spray and guano. After a wild and sodden mile, the river disappeared into the earth, and Sarawak chamber swallowed us into its vastness. Even when every lamp focused upward, we could see only the dim suggestion of its massive dome. And if we turned our lamps toward the back of the cave, we saw nothing at all. It was easy to imagine Evis and his friends lost, years before, in this void. "If you look around, you might find our old boot prints," Evis said, laughing. "Stumbling around like blind mice we were."